This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so, you know, years ago, people who were having trouble losing weight would go to something called a fat farm. And on these fat farms, a wide variety of things would be done. You know, like, you know, wire shutting the mouth, coaching, not allowing them to reach for food. Even electricity was used. Well, scientists think that they have created a device that could actually zap you with electricity, making you not hungry, and cause you to lose weight. And the funny thing is the science is there. This can work. So this little device attaches to the stomach, and it tells the brain that it is full. And it gives these little gentle zaps of electricity. This has been a part of a Daily Mail. Now, the implant has not been named yet, but it becomes activated when the stomach naturally starts churning food during digestion. This generates electrical impulses that get delivered to the vagus nerve. Now, the vagus nerve links kind of the gut to the brain. Vagus nerve is responsible for a variety of things. But basically, with these little baby electrical impulses, it dupes the brain into thinking that the stomach is full even after a couple mouthfuls of food. Now, they've tested this on rats. And they showed in rats that the device reduced their food consumption by a third and caused them to lose 38% of their body weight, almost 40% of their body weight after just 15 days. Now, you don't have to leave it in there long term. Unlike a gastric band or bypass, you can easily remove the device. And you can, if there are side effects, take it out. The problem with that is if it only works when it's in, is it going to work when it's out? So they found in a study that the rats' eating habits and weight bounced almost immediately back. So the device is attached to the stomach. It activates by the stomach's natural churning motion. So it knows when the stomach is eating. That activates it. Then it generates little electrical pulses to the vagus nerve. And then the vagus nerve links the gut to the brain, sends a signal to the brain saying, look, I'm full, so the rat doesn't eat anymore after those few bites. So engineers at University of Wisconsin-Madison were led by Dr. Zudong Wang, who developed the device. And they carried out the study on rats and published in the scientific journal Nature Communications. Now, in the U.S., almost 100 million adults are obese. 100 million. That's about a third. In the U.K., 1 in 4 adults. 1 in 5 children are obese. So, half the rats in the study had the device surgically fitted to the surface of their stomachs. Okay? The animals started at an average weight of 250 grams. Their weight and food intake was then measured every other day for all 93 days. 15 days after the device was fitted, they found those with the implant ate around two-thirds of what the sham rats did. So they also had one that kind of gave a dummy signal that didn't work. So they lost 35% of their body weight in 18 days, which then rose and stayed at 38% for the remaining 75 days of the study. Now, there is an implant called Maestro. Maestro was approved by the FDA in 2015. The thing is Maestro needed is a bulkier device and needed batteries. Now, Dr. Luke Funk, a surgery professor at UW-Madison, said this is an advantage because changing the battery multiple times a week for an hour or so, you know, people don't like losing battery life, and many of them will just stay back with it. We're that type of society now where if we have to change a battery, we just forget the whole thing. I don't understand that. It's just changing a battery, people. But anyway. So this newly device has no electronics or complicated wiring, and it relies on the movement of the stomach to power internal generators. So you don't have to have an outside power source. And they say it's automatically responsive to our body function. So these little high-frequency zaps to the vagus nerve shuts down the communication. Oh, actually, the Maestro does high-frequency zaps. That could cause tissue damage. This one showed no safety concerns. Now, why am I making a big deal about this? Well, because I think they're onto something. The only way to combat obesity is to retrain the brain. That's the only way we're going to fix the smoking habit epidemic. The narcotic epidemic, and some of you are like, wait, Dr. Dahlia, we're already tackling the smoking epidemic. Oh, really? How? How have we cured ourselves of the smoking epidemic? Yeah, people are quitting smoking. But are they quitting smoking completely, or have they substituted it for something? The majority of them have substituted nicotine in other forms, either vaping, patches, etc. So we never officially tackled the tobacco problem. Or the nicotine addiction problem. Same thing with opioids. And pain. And same thing with obesity. You know, I told you guys a few days ago, or last week, eat things that don't taste good. If you continually eat things that don't taste good, you're not going to want to eat. Nope. Because once you get that whiff of chocolate, or bacon, or something yummy, and you taste it, boom. It's like an addict. It's like once you start drinking again when you're supposed to be dry or you start using again, you can't control yourself. We have these reward centers of the brain. And so the cure to obesity and tobacco use and alcohol use and drug use and narcotic use is figuring out how to convince the brain that it doesn't want it. Maybe it's these little electrical zaps. Maybe it's a medication. I don't know. But we're going to go nowhere unless we figure out how to retrain the brain. Psychologically, this is something that's a gold mine if anybody could figure it out. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, I don't know about you guys, but report card day was never a good day. Even though I would get good report cards, my siblings wouldn't. And it was kind of a rough day in the house. It was a rough day for my friends. It was not a good day. And, if you weren't getting good grades, right? You know, parents would punish you, ground you, spank you, whatever. So, I never... Even though I got good grades, were excited, I never got excited about report card day because I just knew my parents were going to get mad at one of us. Well, they're saying, this is an article, that it's pretty common among the United States where child abuse climbs after Friday report cards. According to ABC7.com, Child abuse increases the day after school report cards are released, but only when their kids get their grades on Friday. That's a study in Florida. And they figured abuse might go up regardless of the specific day. But they say their study of reports to a child abuse hotline that included broken bones, burns, and other confirmed abuse found otherwise. An increase only occurred on Saturdays after a report card Friday. Now, overall rates were small. There were almost four times more cases on those Saturdays than on other Saturdays. No apparent connection between report cards and abuse was found on other days of the week. They say, anecdotally, we know a lot of parents will spank their children or use corporal punishment if they're unsatisfied with their schoolwork. That's according to University of Florida psychologist Melissa Bright, the lead author. And that punishment may become abusive when kids don't have school the next day. And parents think injuries might go more likely to go unnoticed, they say. That's according to the researchers. Noting that teachers are required to report suspected child abuse. Or it could be that severe punishment is less likely on weekdays when parents are too busy to focus on the report cards. But she acknowledged that those theories are all speculation and that the findings aren't proof. Now, this study was published Monday in JAMA Pediatrics. The researchers reviewed calls to a Florida child abuse hotline and school report card release dates in most of Florida's 67 counties during the 2015-2016 academic year. Nearly 2,000 cases of physical abuse in kids aged 5 to 11 confirmed by child welfare authorities were included. And they say there was an average of slightly more than 0.6 cases of abuse per 100,000 children on Saturdays after report card Friday compared to less on other days. In a state like Florida, the school-age population of just over 3 million kids, that could basically amount to 19 cases of report card-related abuse compared to 5 on other Saturdays. Outside experts noted study limitations, no evidence that kids were abused. You know, maybe it was just somebody claiming. So, obviously, corporal punishment, spanking, that's not anything we recommend. In the medical community, we don't recommend that at all. But I never understood why parents would get that mad over a report card. You know, okay, so I have kids. And I'll be very honest about what makes me mad and what doesn't make me mad. Okay? You know, if the kid, like, let's say, if my kid gets a bad grade, I don't really get mad. I mean, I have to tell myself, okay, get into the mommy zone. You need to, you know, encourage education. You need to not blow this off. But, I mean, it really doesn't make my blood boil if my kid doesn't get a good grade. You know, I try to find out why, right? You know, maybe we have to restrict some of the extracurricular activities. But, you know, and then I'll kind of give them a talk, like, you know, education's really important to get a job. You know, that doesn't make me mad. Back-talking? That makes me a little mad. Breaking something of mine that was worth something, like in terms of what's the word for it when you have something not of worth, but momentum, right? That will make me mad. And sometimes I'll get set off if they fight and hurt each other because I got to protect one kid. And when another kid hurts the other kid, then I will start yelling. But grades, getting a C or a D or an F, that doesn't make me want to, you know, scream and rant. So then you wonder what's going on in these cases. And I know it's still a small amount, but I mean, you know, and I talk with my parents and I talk with my friends' parents. Why did it have to involve spanking? Why did it have to be such a big deal? Well, now maybe in that generation, the older generations, education was everything. And if your kid didn't take it seriously, they might not be able to get a good job, support themselves. And so messing up in school was something that was really, really severe. And maybe in this day and age, we're like, it's not a big deal because there's so many ways to get, you know, an education. If you don't, pass this time, you do it again. Now, if my kid did drugs, I would hit the roof. If my kids were drinking alcohol, if my kids were vaping, yeah. But I just don't have that passion or that emotion about their grades. And maybe I should step it up a little bit, But maybe it's also because as a doctor, I understand that certain people learn by certain ways. Just because you got an A on a math test doesn't mean you really know the math. I can't help my kids with my math homework. And I went all the way through calculus 3 and above. I forgot even what the class was after calculus 3. Analytical algebra, I forget. But I just went all the way with math. But I forgot it all. Why? Because I only memorized for the test. Did I really understand what I was doing? Did I really understand why I was getting the area under the curve? Did I really understand why these formulas work? No, I didn't care. All I cared about was passing the test. But if you have a kid that really cares about the why, or they test about the why, they're not going to get the A's. And so, maybe it's because I understand getting good grades doesn't mean your kid's being bad or disrespecting you. Now, what I think is going on is people have anger issues. And they're always trying to find an outlet. They always want to take it out on somebody. And the easiest person in the family to take it out on are your kids. Because they have to be there. They can't run away. They do, a lot of them. But they can't run away. They have to still love you. They're your kid. And they can't fight back. Same thing with, unfortunately, with domestic abuse. People who get into fights and, they say, look, I set him off. It was my fault. And I go, well, what did you do? Well, I had gone shopping and there was something on the credit card. And I go, but you've gone shopping before. Yeah, but it must have been a bad day for him. When you do an action and you don't get a negative response, and then you do the exact same action and you do get a negative response, that's a problem with whoever's, in that power or that level of authority. So I think there's a lot of parents out there that use these grades or report cards subconsciously as a means to have their outlet. And they could get a whooping done or whatever. I don't know. And again, these are people that may be dealing with their own aggression, or maybe they were, beat as kids. I don't know. But the problem with this is the kids don't choose report card day. They don't really want a report card. And sometimes some of the grades are really subjective. I remember I was in school. It was a school in Nevada years ago. And I was in the fourth grade. And the assignment was something that was really, really long. And I found out that most of the kids in class just didn't do it. So the teacher's like, fine, we won't give credit, we won't give whatever, fine, forget it ever happened. I go, but wait a second, I actually did it. I worked my butt off on this. And it was like 50, 60 pages long. So I turned it in. She didn't even read it. She gave me like a B+. And so a lot of these grades are subjective. I'm the only one in the class that turned in an assignment that she gave, and all I get is a B+. Okay, when we come back, barbershops, how are they fighting blood pressure? You'll see. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
USA Radio News.
Arizona Governor Doug Ducey appointed Representative Martha McSally to replace outgoing Senator John Kyle in the Senate. Kyle was appointed to the late Senator John McCain's seat in September. California is leading the group of states to make sure that Obamacare remains in effect. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders tells Fox News a bipartisan solution is needed regarding health care.
The president would love to work with Republicans and Democrats when we come back in the new year and do exactly that and create a health care system that actually works for everybody, not just picks winners and losers and has skyrocketing costs like we've seen under Obamacare.
The Fed Reserve began their final meeting of 2018 on Tuesday. It's widely expected that the Feds will raise the interest rates once again, although President Trump took to Twitter and pleaded with him not to. After a bumpy start to your week on Wall Street, the Dow was up over 200 points. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys. Maybe, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, barbershops have gotten involved. This is interesting. On helping their clients lower their blood pressure, and this is a very fascinating study. This was published in the journal Circulation, and researchers led by the late Ronald Victor, a professor of medicine at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center, found that if you stationed pharmacists in barbershops, it significantly lowered the rates of hypertension among African-American men in the community. Over a year, men who got their hair cut at barbershops, where they could also see pharmacists who prescribed blood pressure-lowering medications, reduced their systolic blood pressure, the top number, the pumping pressure, by nearly 30 millimeters of mercury, compared to 7 millimeters among men who went to shops where barbers talked to their clients about blood pressure and encouraged them to see their doctors. So getting the medicine right there in a barbershop lowered their blood pressure 30 points compared to 7 when a barber said, look, you got to go see your doctor. At the start of the study, all of the 319 men at 52 different barbershops in L.A. County had hypertension. Each shop was randomly assigned to either have a pharmacist visit every few weeks or to serve as a control in which the barbers encourage their clients to check their blood pressure and see their doctors. Now, as you know, African-American men are at higher risk of developing hypertension than people of other ethnicities. Now, in this article, according to Time Magazine, they blame it on they're likely to see their doctors for diagnosis and treatment. I also think there's also physiological changes like thicker arteries, and the thickness of the artery makes them more stiff, and also kidney health, heart health. So there's a lot of different physiological changes that African-American men may have compared to Hispanics, Caucasians. Everybody seems to have maybe different phenotypes based on genetics that code for how their arteries are going to be, their heart's going to be, etc. And so they claim that they think black men are more at risk for hypertension because they're less likely to go to a doctor. Now, Dr. Victor, who passed away in September, had conducted research in Dallas, testing the idea of using barbershops to reach more men in this at-risk population. Now, even though studies showed some benefit, it was minimal. So in Los Angeles, he added pharmacists who would be on site and have the authority to prescribe medications to treat hypertension. A study published in March in the New England Journal of Medicine found that black men who visited a barbershop in L.A. with a pharmacist-led blood pressure program had better blood pressure levels 6 months later. And they found that the positive changes were maintained for a year. So how were the pharmacists able to do that? Well, what they did is they made special arrangement with the men's primary care doctors. And it allowed the pharmacist to monitor the men's blood pressure. And then prescribe or adjust the medications as needed. So Chantel Blyer, one of the two pharmacists in the study and lead author of the paper, said doctors welcomed the opportunity to include her and her colleague in helping treat the patient's hypertension. They said there is such a shortage of primary care physicians that many are overwhelmed by their patient load. Many of the men in the study either had not seen a primary care doctor for over a year or did not have a regular physician. For the latter group, the study team worked with a local doctor who acted as the authorizing physician for the prescriptions. And blessings to him, because there's a lot of liability with this. So I'm wondering if the university offered to, back him up if there ended up being lawsuits of, mismanaging the blood pressure or somebody getting a stroke, etc. So the doctors recognized that the barbershop and the access to the pharmacist would help more people with high blood pressure receive proper care and treatment. Blyler and her colleagues set up appointments at the barbershop and saw their patients every few weeks, taking their blood pressure, running simple blood tests from like a finger prick, and then talked to them about the importance of low-sodium diet and exercise. Many of the men ended up coming to see the pharmacist at the barbershop even if they weren't scheduled for a haircut, although they wouldn't necessarily schedule an appointment, though, with the doctor's office. Well, they claim, Blyer says, that the barbershop is a social hub for black men, unquote. She said a lot of times you walk in, people are hanging out, not getting their haircut, but watching TV, or watching a game or playing cards, and it's easy to convince them to come see me for 30 minutes. So now they're going to plan a similar program in Nashville, Tennessee. They're working with colleagues at Vanderbilt University to set up a study and collect data to compare the results from Los Angeles. If those results are as positive, the barbershop blood pressure program could serve as a model for how to reach people who traditionally don't use the healthcare system. So what's going on right now? What they've identified is a problem we have in healthcare, which many of us are just as guilty of, women, men, etc., where we don't want to go to the doctor. We don't want to go to the doctor. We don't want to pay to go to the doctor. We don't want to sit around and go to the doctor. We don't want to talk to a doctor. We don't want our medical records put into a computer. People do not want to go to the doctor. And so these health issues, where it's an art to manage blood pressure, it's an art to manage diabetes, you can't just do it half-assed. I mean, you have to really be on top of it, watch nuances, that's not really appreciated in this day and age. And some people don't care. So the idea of a low-sodium diet and exercise, the pharmacist was right on. A low-salt diet can help. Now, not everybody, though. Low-salt diets help decrease fluid retention. But if your blood pressure is not high because of fluid overload, but it's high because you have stiffer vessels or because of your angiotensin-renin system from your kidneys, low-salt diets won't necessarily cure your blood pressure. It's important, but there's other mechanisms in play. Same thing with beta blockers and heart rate. Beta blockers will lower the heart rate. But if your heart rate is already kind of normal and low, and your blood pressure is high, it may not be a heart rate issue. So pharmacists, luckily, are fantastic when it comes to the pharmacology of medication. Pharmacists actually know more about the medications than doctors do. So I am very comfortable with pharmacists, you know, manipulating medicine and titrating and doing that. But somebody with high blood pressure, who's talking to them about stroke? Who's examining the eyes? Who's doing an EKG or examining their heart? Who's examining their cholesterol? Who's examining them for diabetes? And who is watching kidney disease? Finger prick tests are nice, and they check for blood sugar, and maybe they could check for cholesterol, but it's not the whole gamut of testing needed. What if somebody has high blood pressure? What if somebody has low thyroid? Many African Americans lose their potassium. We talked about this, where potassium is one of the reasons why fruits and vegetables are so healthy is because they provide potassium. And African American populations seem to lose more potassium than other populations. And so we'll sometimes give a water pill or a diuretic for fluid overload, and that causes them to lose potassium even more. Now, I understand, going to the barbershop, a lot more benign. Hopefully you don't have to pay. You don't have a long wait. If you do have a wait, you're hanging out with your buddies. I think it's a fantastic idea to provide medical services in areas that don't really seem medical. The only problem is it's not the full gamut of what needs to be done. And African Americans are at high risk of heart disease, high risk of stroke, high risk of prostate cancer, high risk of colon cancer, high risk of breast cancer. We cannot allow this idea of, okay, you know what? As long as you went to the pharmacist, you're good. Mean you had your full gamut of your physical. I can't tell you how many people said, oh, yeah, I had a work physical, so I'm good. I don't have to come in and see you for a physical, doc. I'm like, well, what did the work physical do? Did they do a pap smear? Did they do a prostate check? Oh, no. They just took my blood pressure. Well, that's not a physical. You see? 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Speak
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So RoboCop-style security guards are now being tested in an L.A. shopping mall. These are RoboCop security guards that could record video and detect mobile devices, and again, are not manned or womaned. It's a robot security guard on patrol at a shopping center in Los Angeles. It has a 360-degree camera, Wi-Fi, and can read license plates. I keep forgetting that there's cameras everywhere. You know, and I'll be like, oh, man, I got to fit. You know, my underwear is starting to bunch up. So I'll go, like, you know, around a corner, okay, and try to fix my underwear. And there's a camera on the other side seeing that. Or I'll try to fix my bra strap, right? And I get there has to be cameras so people can see if there's, you know, shoplifters. But I really worry about how many times somebody has caught me on camera pick my nose or scratch or something, you know? Anyway, or, you know, check to see if my deodorant's working, you know? Anyway, they say the RoboCop-style guard is capable of picking up video footage and sending information back to security headquarters so they can respond quickly. It is equipped with a 360-degree camera, Wi-Fi sensing units, and can stream live video, read license plates, and detect people. The bot operates autonomously and looks like a cross between a Dalek from Doctor Who and the main character in WALL-E. Eva? WALL-E. It looks like Eva. The objective of the machines is to differentiate between a harmless passerby and a possible criminal. Oh, I would be waving to it. I'd be like, hey, hi. I'd be flirting with it. I'd have a lot of fun. The retailer says the robot will begin patrols at the Block Open Air Plaza in downtown L.A. in 2 weeks. It does not have a name yet, but the owners of the retail outlet have opened a competition to give the robot a name, and the winner getting a gift certificate. Now, you see what they're doing? They want the public to look at this as a toy and calm down, not freak out about it. But these things worry me. I, whether they're taking over jobs or whether they're spying on us, you know, having your every move photographed. You know, you wonder why people do a lot of online shopping. Did anybody think maybe it's this? They don't want to be on camera. They don't want to be seen. They don't want every move videotaped. Bad pictures being taken of them. You know, if somebody wants to buy hemorrhoid cream or yeast infection cream, that whole transaction is caught on camera and video for life. At any other store. Now, you do it online, yeah, technically there's a Google history and there's, you know, a history. But at least you could claim, well, I bought it for somebody in the family. You really don't have a lot of privacy anymore. Many of us are just okay with it. I'm like, all right, fine. If I got to buy tampons or, you know, toilet paper or douche or air fresheners or deodorant or whatever, fine. You know, no big deal. But to a lot of people, that's kind of private. So, quote unquote, this new employee is also part, which is also in part an information directory for shoppers, was first introduced to the public over the weekend. It will need time to familiarize itself with its new home before it becomes fully operational. So the Silicon Valley startup Nightscope manufactures the bots similar to the one deployed in L.A. The tech company was founded in 2013 by a former police officer. This was after the Sandy Hook tragedy. The company says that the aim of the robot is not to replace human police officers and private security guards, but to provide a fill-in for blind spots. Now, initially, I do believe that. I do. They say, we really like the fact that this kind of cutting-edge technology is picking up video footage. It's picking up MAC addresses, they say. They say the shopping center's general manager says the robot will not take away jobs, but rather improve what's already available. And you know what? Let's say somebody really believes that jargon, you know, and they're like, you know what? This is just going to, you know, help humans do a better job. I think initially they're not going to fire security guards because, again, if the bot picks something up, you got to deploy humans to do something. But I really do think this sort of technology is going to be completely taking over so many markets that humans manned. I really do. They say the robots have been deployed under dangerous bridges in San Francisco, crime-ridden public parking lots, homeless encampments, to identify criminals without putting law enforcement at risk. Last October, robot cops were deployed around New York City. Now, that raised questions about privacy concerns, and all data is stored in the cloud. But Nightscope insisted that the information is secured and is only seen by the security agency controlling the robot. Well, that's still not private. You scratching yourself is still seen by somebody. They say the robots are also increasingly being used in select cities around the U.S. at venues including malls, hospitals, stadiums, warehouses, etc. Now, can these be hacked? Absolutely. You know, little toy robots could be hacked. The state security research firm IOA Active also conducted a study last year that found roughly 50 vulnerabilities in robots produced by many popular vendors. The machines studied include robots from SoftBank Robotics, UbiTech, etc. And they found insecure communications, authentication issues, missing authorization, weak cryptography, privacy issues, weak default configuration, and vulnerable open source robot frameworks and libraries. So what does that mean? That means these things could get hacked. So if you have robots on military missions or performing surgery or building skyscrapers, these things, or in a house, in a home, they could be hacked. I mean, we already hear about baby monitors being hacked. You know how scary that is? And none of us want that. I mean, look, I have an Apple Watch. We were just told a few weeks ago that the ambassador to Saudi Arabia was killed and everything was recorded on his Apple Watch, which means the Apple Watch is recording everything. When you go to the bathroom, when you sneeze, when you burp, when you have sex, it's recording everything, but we still keep him on a wrist. Because I guess we hope, it's not going to happen to us. You know, there was a study saying people will miss their smartphone more than their friend. I need to find that for later this week. But despite what we know technology can do and despite the fear, we still want it. It's like a drug. We think it is so cool that you could talk to your phone and say, hey, Siri, find me a phone number or order pizza or whatever. There we go. Thank you, Siri. Okay, you see what I mean? Siri! Okay, that phone was at least 3-4 feet away.
I'm not sure I understand.
Siri, shut up. So, that's crazy. We want that technology. We know the risks. And yet we want technology that is better than a human. You guys asked for this. You asked for non-human security. You asked for it, now you got it, and you're never going to get rid of it. You guys asked for electronic medical records. You hated doctor's handwriting. You wanted, and understandably so, you wanted some reproducibility of your records. If you go to an ER in New York or you end up in a doctor's office in Idaho, you want your medical records accessible. So you asked for electronic records. Well, fine. Now, good, you got it. But now your electronic records can be read by somebody who's hacking and from another foreign country. So we can't get our cake and eat it too. 1-877, Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
You could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah,
but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.